This is Twit.
Okay, so Rumorville. Although, you know, we heard a little bit, I believe we heard a little bit from Sundar Pichai like a month or two ago, just very briefly touch on this, but a firmware image for Nexus 6 that surfaced online a week ago actually reveals what could be a companion app for Google's rumored upcoming MVNO service. Android Police was there, of course, to do their exhaustive look at this treasure. An APK found on the image called Tyco.apk reveals the service to be called Project Fi, although that could change, complete with a launcher icon and logo. Whether Fi refers to fiber or could refer to Wi-Fi, who knows at this point. But what they were able to discern from this is that users could request a new number and transfer a number from inside the app. Also, a ton of code posted alluding to customers being charged for what they used and credited for anything unused at the end of the month, which is kind of nice. Calls and texts to the U.S. Would be free, with international at low rates, similar to what we have right now with voice and Hangouts. Shut up, phone. I didn't say the magic words. Why are you doing this to me? Support for data-only service, which is neat, although it's not clear whether that would apply to phones or whether it could be something like your in-dash, you know, in the car, which I really like the idea of that.
I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. Easy switching of phones with a single button.
Yeah.
So, and that kind of reminds me of, you know, something that you might be able to do that you can do with voice in certain ways right now. Confirmation that Sprint and T-Mobile would be partners, but nothing conclusive about how it would switch between those networks or, you know, how that would go down. No hints on launch date or time or anything like that. And no sign-up restrictions when it does launch were kind of listed in there. We had heard rumors that it might be locked to the Nexus 6 at launch, and that very well still could be the case. But right, there was very little to nothing in here that really alluded to that. And I think it goes without saying that Google I.O. is in a month, and we're kind of getting into that weird territory where as we get closer, we're going to hear a lot more rumors of things, and probably some of those are going to be announced at I.O. Some of those will just become vapor. So who knows where this stands, but I'm hoping for it. What do you think, Daniel? Is this something that you could get behind? If Google does what they don't normally do, which is launch in Canada from the beginning.
Oh, man. Like, this whole thing is so enticing to anybody in Canada, because our data rates are through the roof. And we don't have a really robust MVNO infrastructure like you guys do in the States. So it's not regulated. And it's not regulated in the States either, but in Canada, there's no incentive for the carriers to give discounts for wholesale wireless rates, so especially on data. So, for example, if our major carrier offers, you know, 1 gigabyte of data for $25, you're not going to find it any cheaper at an MVNO. Whereas, like T-Mobile undercuts its own service with MVNOs all the time because they want to get more users on their network, right? That's their whole goal of increasing its users, whereas in Canada, they go for ARPU, which is average revenue per user. So they don't care how many, they do care, but they don't emphasize the number of people on their network as much as they do the amount of money they're earning per user. So this just would never work, because Google just goes in and undercuts everybody and makes them compete, which in Canada, they just don't really do.
Yeah.
So yeah, this looks amazing.
Yep, I'm in.
And if there's a logo, I feel like it's probably. I mean, we're not at Google I/O rumor show yet, which I'm very looking forward to. Our predictions, but if there's a logo out there, it seems. And they've already talked about it at Mobile World Congress. I feel like the stage is kind of set for this, and that will be a big wow. I didn't even think about the car implementation. Just thinking about, I mean, because that would be
pretty sweet.
It makes sense, and you're only using it when you're in the car. The data usage probably would be very low. You know, like that's pretty cool.
But I mean, what seems so cool about this is that basically it seems like it lives inside of an app. So say you have a blank SIM card in your phone, your tablet, your car, or whatever, right? And all you need to do is basically just tap a button to activate the service on one of those devices. And then you never have to switch SIMs. You never have to differentiate between devices. You basically just activate your service on the device that you're using. And eventually, think about sensing, right? You pick up your phone, it knows that you're holding your phone and it activates your service. You pick up your tablet, it does the same thing instantly. And I mean, that to me is just the be all and end all of cellular service, right? Is that you don't have to think about what device you're using. It just works on LTE anywhere you are.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it does sound pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it could never exist. We'll see.
It could all be fiction.
It could all be fiction, but wouldn't that
an
be great?
An elaborate ruse.
I suppose you never know. I'm sure a lot of these things exist in the Google infrastructure until suddenly they decide, you know, actually that's not going to work, and they can it. But more signs are definitely pointing to this, and I'm very excited to hear more. I hope that we do at Google I/O.